You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor. Weapons in space, specifically in low Earth orbit for starters, but the Earth-Moon system is readily at hand. Henry Sikorsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, my colleague, comments on different reports. The French with an anti-satellite weapon, maybe. The Russians definitely with an anti-satellite weapon, experimenting with using a nuclear weapon in space. And the Americans, where is the U.S. in anti-satellite weaponry? Henry Sikorsky explains. And how you use an anti-satellite satellite. More of this tonight.
No. Let me correct and amend my comment. I don't think the United States is interested in putting a nuclear weapon in space, but it is very interested and more vocal and open about having offensive operations in space, much like what I sent you and what you just described, which is to get a single satellite close to another single satellite and play mischief, either, you know, disabling its antennas or its sensors, moving it or defueling it.